Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Harinama, Harinama eva kevalam. Kalo nyaste eva naste steva steva kati anyata. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama
Rama, Hare Hare.
The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is penetrating through the walls of our false ego.
Hare Krishna Maha Mantra proniká skrze stíny našeho falešného ega.
The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is touching all conscious living beings.
Hare Krishna Maha Mantra se dotýká všech živých bytostí.
The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is unknowingly purifying so many living beings.
Hare Krishna Maha Mantra očišťuje tolik živých bytostí, aby si toho byli vědomi.
Who can understand?
Kdo to dokáže pochopit?
Who can understand the destiny of people?
Kdo dokáže pochopit osud lidí?
Who can understand what will be the future of Mr. McDonald's?
Kdo dokáže určit, jaká bude budoucnost pana McDonalda?
Who can understand what will be the future of the man who invented Rama margarine?
Kdo dokáže určit, jaký bude osud toho, kdo vymyslel ten margarín Rama?
I'm not even sure if that margarine is vegetarian.
Já se ani nejsem jistý, jestli ten margarín je vegetariánský.
In fact, as far as I'm concerned, it's rubbish.
Skutečnosti, co se mě týká, tak je to mus.
But the name is good.
Ale to jméno je dobré.
And that makes all the difference.
A to je to, co činí ten rozdíl.
When the name of the Lord is there.
Slyšet jméno Pána.
I went to New Zealand and I came to this town which was called Rama Rama. Imagine you take birth in Rama Rama. Where are you from? Rama Rama. Where do you live? Rama Rama. And this way again and again chanting the holy name. Sanatana Goswami gives an example.
Sanatana Goswami dává příklad.
And he says, even if the holy name is broken up, it still counts.
A říká, dokonce, když je svaté jméno rozbité, to rozdělané, tak stejně se to počítá.
And he gives two Sanskrit words, and he says, the words halam riktam.
A dává dva sanskritka, takhle jako halam riktam.
It says, their ha and ri are separated.
Ha a ri jsou oddělené.
But still it counts as Hari. This morning, someone was chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Even that counts. It is said in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, even when not properly announced, still the benefit is there.
Takže tam je řečeno, že dokonce, i když to správně nevyslovíme, tak je ten prospěch.
Mm. And they are joking. It said, even chanted jokingly.
Říkají dokonce, i když chtějeme jenom žertu.
Still the benefit is there.
Často tady z toho je ten prospěch.
This chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is all we have.
To je zpívání Hare Krishna Maha Mantra je jediné, co máme.
It is our greatest treasure.
Je to náš největší poklad.
It is the one thing that has changed our life.
Je to ta věc, která změnila náš život.
And that will change our life so much more.
A náš život ještě o mnoho více změní.
So this chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is the most important thing in our life.
Takže toto zpívání Hare Krishna mantra je to nejdůležitější v našem životě.
The mercy of Krishna comes into our life in so many ways.
Milost Krishna do našich životů přichází mnoha různými způsoby.
The mercy of Krishna is everywhere in the universe.
Milost Krishna je všude ve vesmíru.
Somehow or other, his name is present.
Takže onak je tu přítomno jeho jméno.
Even in hidden form.
Dokonce i ve skryté podobě.
In the name of margarine and so many other things.
Nějakého margarínu a mnoha dalších věcí.
Then Krishna's mercy comes in many ways.
A tak Krishna milost přichází různými způsoby.
This morning we were remembering how the Ganga comes into the universe. When Vamana Dev cracks the shell of the universe, then what happens is a drop of the causal ocean comes into the universe. And that drop of the causal ocean is coming down, and it's the Ganges. The demigods, they see what is going on. They see, look, the mercy from the lotus feet of the Lord is coming down into the universe. It will flood the entire universe. Then they think, let us be part of that mercy. And they catch it in pots. And in these pots they carry the Ganga water on their head. And bring it down into the universe. In this way they share in the benefit of distributing the mercy.
Tak to mají taky oni sami prospěch z toho rozdávání milostí.
Then Ganga comes on the middle planetary systems.
Potom Ganga přichází na střední planetární systémy.
And still many people take advantage of Ganga Jal.
A mnoho lidí má prospěch z této vody Gangy.
The Kumbh Mela is still the biggest religious gathering in the world. The biggest gathering at all.
Je stále největším jak náboženským, tak vůbec největším shromažděním lidí na celém světě.
Nowhere so many people come together.
Nikde se nesejde tolik lidí.
All to bathe in the Ganga.
Jenom proto, aby se vykoupali v Gange.
Because it is liquid mercy.
Protože je to tekutá milost.
Whoever takes his bath in the Ganga is so much purified.
Jakkoliv se vykoupil v Gange, tak je tolik očištěn.
Because this water has washed the lotus feet of the Lord.
Protože tato voda umyla lotosové nohy Pána.
Millions and millions of people are entering into the water. And the Ganga goes further. It goes even to the lower regions in the universe. But in these lower regions, nobody knows what it is. They don't know that it's the Ganga. It's water. Some river. But meanwhile, they get purified by that water.
Ale přesto oni jsou tou vodou očišťováni.
Agyanadva, gyanadva. Unknowingly or knowingly, one gets touched.
Když vědomě či nevědomě, člověk je tím.
The mercy is everywhere around us.
Je všude kolem nás.
When Dhruva Maharaj was going to the forest because he wanted a kingdom greater than his father and grandfather. He was very determined. And he wanted to meet the Supreme Lord. To ask him for this benediction. So he sat down meditating as good as he could. Then Narada came.
přišel Nárada.
And Narada instructed him.
Narada mu dal pokyny.
And Narada said, chant a mantra.
Řekl mu, zpívej mantru.
Because when you chant a mantra, then you make the connection with the Supreme Lord.
Protože když zpíváš mantru, tak se napojíš na nejvyššího pána.
And he told Dhruva to chant this mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And Dhruva was chanting that mantra again and again, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
A Dhruva zpíval stále znovu a znovu dokola tuto mantru, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Then Narada told Dhruva, but that is not enough. You have to also control the senses and the mind.
Narada říkal, ale to nestačí, taky musíš ovládat své smysly a mysl.
And he taught him a process of yoga by which he could control the senses of the mind.
A naučil ho proces jogy, který mohl ovládat své smysly a mysl.
And then Narada said, but that is not enough.
A pak Narada říkal, ale to taky nestačí.
You may chant the mantra and you may control the senses and the mind, but that's not enough.
Můžeš zpívat mantru a můžeš ovládat své smysly a svou mysl, ale to nestačí.
And he said to Dhruva, you must also make a form from the Lord.
A Narada říká, musíš taky vytvořit podobu pána.
And it's easy, you just take some clay, some earth from the forest.
A říkali to jednoduché, jenom vezmeš nějakou hlinu z lesa.
And you just make a form of the Lord out of that.
Vytvoříš z toho podobu pána.
And you worship that form.
A budeš tu podobu uctívat.
And then everything will be perfect.
A pak bude vše dokonalé.
In this way, Dhruva was given three instructions.
Takže takhle Dhruva dostala tři pokyny.
To chant the holy name.
Zpívat svaté jméno.
To control the mind and senses.
Ovládat mysl a smysly.
And to just make a form of the Lord and worship that form.
A vytvořit podobu pána, uctívat jí.
And it's how easy.
Tak jednoduché.
Everywhere you can find a little earth.
Kde můžete najít trochu hlíny.
Or maybe in the middle of Prague, it's a little difficult. But, you know, somehow or other you can make some form of the Lord. Or if that is too difficult, you can download a form of the Lord. Even on your phone. It's just that easy. Just Google Krishna. Images.
Obrázky.
Click. So many. Save.
Ulož.
Like that. Oh, save all the pictures of Krishna.
Ulož všechny obrázky Krishna.
And just see the mercy. The mercy is so easily available.
Jen se podívej, jak je ta milost snadno k mání.
Did you know that in one tulsi leaf there are the same benefit as in all the holy places in the universe? Every morning in the temple we do parikrama, we go around tulsi. And it means we go around all the holy places of the universe. Each time you walk around. I went three times around the universe this morning. How much mercy is there? How much mercy is Krishna giving to all the devotees? So this is on my mind today. I'm thinking about Krishna just being so available to all of us.
Přemýšlím o tom, jak Krishna je velice snadno dostupný nám všem.
But the most in his name.
Ale nejvíce v jeho jméně.
Because in the name he is fully present.
Protože ve svém jméně je plně přítomen.
Immediately.
Okamžitě.
So easy.
Tak jednoduché.
But our false ego is getting a little bit in the way.
Ale vaše falešné ego trochu stojí v cestě.
It creates a wall between us and Krishna. Some very big and heavy wall. Something like the famous wall in Berlin. Very big wall. The false ego is something like that. It's hard to get to the other side. It's blocking us from seeing Krishna. It's blocking us from appreciating His mercy. One time, I was with, I was on a boat. With, we had two boats sailing on the sea, one with Sachinandan Swami and one with me. And we were sailing from Germany to Denmark. Actually, we started from a Dutch island. And we had to go 32 hours all the way to the North East Sea Canal. Yeah, it connects the North Sea and the East Sea. This canal goes through North Germany. And then, so there was not much wind, and we had to go on the engine. So then, because it was a little boring, we thought, okay, we'll have the whole way, we'll have kirtan. So we had 32 hours of kirtan. So it was getting quite good. And I did the last 4 hours. And it was really, and then we went into this sluice gate. You know what a sluice gate is? A sluice gate, hey, listen, I'm into a sluice. When the water is high on one side, low on the other side, you go into a sluice gate. Okay. So we went into one of those. And it was a German one. And there were no people. It was completely automated. So we were in there, and the kirtan was rocking and bouncing off the wall. And it was just getting more and more fired up. You know how I can get sometimes. So I was going completely wild. And then suddenly, out of a loudspeaker, a voice came out of the wall. And the voice said, "Do you have any other tune?" They're the materialists. A materialist is attracted to melody, to the beat, to the bass, New York City. So some like the bass. Or some they like the violins. Dreaming.
Sníme.
Floating in the clouds.
Snažíme se na obláčku.
In this way, relishing the music.
Takhle si vychutnáváme hudbu.
Plunk, 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 plunk. Hare Krishna. Oh, such beautiful. music. The music is beautiful. Sometimes not so beautiful. But the name is much more beautiful. Because the name is Krishna. And he's the source of all beauty. Prabhupada would also see like that. In the early days in Matchless Gift Storefront in New York, one day Prabhupada took all the devotees to the country ashram of Dr. Misra. And some of these New York City boys, they spent one night in nature for the first time in their life. So Hayagriva was sleeping outside. And all night he couldn't sleep, he was just looking at the stars. Of course, you know, maybe still some leftover from the LSD. And they used to take a lot. But whatever it was, he appreciated the stars. And in the morning there was the sunrise. And he said, like a painter from his palette painting red streaks in the sky. Oh, and he said to Prabhupada, it was so beautiful. And Prabhupada said, we're not so interested in the beauty of the painting, we're more interested in the painter. That is a devotee. The materialist is looking at the painting. And the devotee is looking at the painter. The materialist is looking at the material energy. Oh, how nice. Oh, the birds are singing so nice. And such beautiful colors. Look at those flowers. Look at those trees. Ah, smell that fresh air. The beauty of nature. Look at nature, how beautiful. And the devotee thinks, how beautiful is Krishna that he made nature so beautiful. Everywhere the devotee sees Krishna. That is the result of chanting Hare Krishna. If we chant Hare Krishna, then soon we will see behind everything Krishna. Children, they like balloons. Balloon. But what is a balloon? Finished balloon. Sorry, children. And adults also have their toys. Oh, I have a new Skoda. I'm so happy now. Wait a while and your new Skoda will be an old Skoda. It goes very quick with Skodas. So, what can we say? So, but the devotee sees Krishna behind everything. And Krishna, he never changes. Krishna doesn't turn old and ugly. You know, when you're about 15, then some are very beautiful and some are not so beautiful. When you're about 25, some are beautiful and more are not so beautiful. When you're about 35, some are beautiful, but even more are not beautiful. When you are 45, a few are still beautiful. But most are not so beautiful anymore. When you're about 55, one or two may still be beautiful. But most are not so beautiful anymore. When you're about 65, it's rare that somebody is still beautiful. At 75, it's a miracle. Or a facelift. Otherwise, it's not possible. So, you know, like that, over time, nobody is beautiful anymore.
Yeah.
I have that drawing, have you seen the drawing? If you look at it in one way, it's a beautiful girl, and if you look at it in another way, it's an ugly old lady, I'm sorry to say. You seen that drawing? Very famous. Yeah, so that shows reality. But Krishna is not like that. Krishna, you know, it's not that here is Krishna when he was young, and here is Krishna when he was older, you know, with a big belly and so on. Krishna's gone bald. Nothing like that. Krishna is Nava Yovanam. Always young. Nava Yovanam. Not now. No. He's always fresh. Always young. That is Krishna. So Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is ultimately where we can stay. When we are with Krishna, it is good and it's only getting better. Everything else is good for a while. And then the party is over. What to do? That's the way it is. But with Krishna, it never ends. So, therefore, by chanting Hare Krishna, surely our relationship with Krishna will grow and grow and grow. So somehow or other, we must always chant Hare Krishna. And then there's so much other mercy. Prasadam, books, deities, devotees, so much mercy. Devotees, they know the secret of how to serve Krishna. Just like Narada told Dhruva. On his own, Dhruva didn't know what to do. But Narada made everything into magic. Even ordinary earth became a deity. Devotees can do such things. Therefore, wherever there is Krishna, wherever there are Krishna's devotees, that is where we should be. And if we live like that,
pokud takto žijeme.
Then even at 65.
Dokonce i v 65.
Then even at 75. Then even at 85.
Dokonce i v 85.
Even at 95. We will be beautiful. Because when someone is smiling, then anybody is beautiful. And the more we are with Krishna, the more we start smiling. Look at Prabhupada, sometimes he was beaming. Just looking so happy. So happy. Just never seen anybody happy like that. Most beautiful. Resident of the spiritual world. Most beautiful, a happy person. Not some sour, miserable person with lots of makeup. Trying to look nice. No, a happy person. Someone who is pure. That is beautiful. Someone whose heart is free from faults. That is real beauty. When you look into the eyes of such a person, then you know, yes, this is beauty. The beauty of pure love for Krishna. Instead of love for money, love for power, love for myself. Temporary love for the body. Oh, how I love your body. That's not so nice. What about me? No, I don't love you. I only love your body. But what about me? No. Not a bit. Just your body. That's not very nice. So how nice is the mercy of Krishna. That makes us into lovers of Krishna. And this is really what will happen if we go on with chanting Hare Krishna. So, let's do it again and again. But not today. No more kirtan. Quiet, peaceful japa, maybe. We're chanting in the mind. So any questions? Any comments? My poor Chandra Doya Das.
I was just wondering initially, when you speak about this bodily conception of life, that the English is really beautiful, because when you want to address someone, you say somebody, any body. So you actually are relating to the body, not to true self. Jenom, že se Maharaj říkal, že angličtině, když chceme říct někdo, tak je to ve skutečnosti jako sam body nebo anybody, jako kdybychom se vztahovali k jeho tělu, protože sam znamená jako nějaké a body znamená tělo. Dá, ale často se používá sam body a anybody.
Somebody. soul. And I heard in Africa that they say that white men have no soul.
Population of America, they say the same.
Oh, there you go. America. You translate. You translated everything. Yeah. But when you read the Bhagavad Gita, then we know that nobody has a soul. We are soul. Eternal spiritual beings. And we have a temporary body. Yeah. So that we know as devotees. Any other question? A good sleep here and wake up tomorrow morning. Nobody. No souls. There's a soul. It's a good soul.
Maharaj was talking about the false ego.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Maharaj, false ego.
So, sometimes we can access the ego and sometimes we can't. So, what are the things that we do that adds to that wall of the false ego?
Takže co s tom, co děláme, předává na tu stěnu toho falešného ega, na tu zeď.
The foundation of the false ego, of the wall of false ego, is me and mine, I and my.
Základem falešného ega, tedy stěny falešného ega, je já a moje.
And then we start collecting glories. My glories.
Moje sláva.
I have a garland.
Já mám kyrlandut.
Saffron cloth.
Šafranové rucho.
Everything saffron.
Všechno je šafranové.
Yeah. Expensive glasses.
Drahé brýle.
And yeah. And I have more fillings in my teeth than you have. So I have many reasons. So I have many reasons to be proud. So the wall of false ego is cemented by pride. I and mine, and when we take pride in I and mine, that wall becomes higher and thicker and stronger. So by cultivating humility, we diminish that wall of false ego. And then we can gradually come to the point of taking shelter of Krishna. And then we just start really chanting from the heart. And we just start dancing in ecstasy. And we knock a hole in the wall of false ego. And you can look through and catch a glimpse of Krishna. And little by little we knock more and more holes. And vis-a-vis, we are getting more and more glimpses of Krishna. Like that. Until one day, you know, there's hardly anything left of the wall. And then Krishna is kind enough to manifest himself personally. And Krishna then, he will come up to that wall and he'll kick it over. He'll personally smash it to pieces. That's how nice Krishna is. So, just keep on chanting and jumping like a madman.
Já bych se vás zeptal, ale není to nic novýho, já jsem možná už slyšel kolikrát tady takovou odpověď, ale já jsem někdo nebyl a tehdy si to ještě jednou a pro jistotu.
So I'll ask like once more maybe, I heard it once, but I don't want to like, be sure, so I'm going to ask again, I wasn't here for a long time.
Já se zeptal, prosím vás, co myslíte, že je příčinou toho, když člověk prostě jakoby pořád, já pořád nemůžu obstát na tom poletí materiální existence. Možná, že pořád dělám to samochybu. Něco špatně, pořád to jsem dělal špatně, ale já to prostě jinak nemůžu.
So what do you think it is the cause? Because like I'm trying, but I just cannot be successful in this field of material energy. So maybe I'm doing some mistake again and again. I don't know which one. So what do you think is the reason?
Because the material energy is a net. The net of a fisherman. Or actually a lady. She is fishing. And she's catching you in that net. Again and again. And you're struggling. And it's a nightmare.
Tak jakoby, že jo, potom je otázka totiž, co se děje, to je jasný zhruba, ale co může se předem, jakoby už zaručit ten děj, no. Ta situace, jaká je,
Protection. Krishna is powerful. And he will drive away the material influence. Then Maya cannot touch you.
But what Krishna will want from me?
Just a trusku. little service.
Maličko. Okay.
It's not for me.
Year after year.
Ale mě je to jedno.
I don't care. But he doesn't care. I don't know. I don't know. He's okay with this.
Good. Okay. Krishna will protect you. And only malinčko
službu.
Dobře, malinčko službu. In Belgium, they also say Ale all the time. Ale is a Vazan, yeah, Ale. You know, Ale means we're going, it's from French. Let's go. That's good. Yeah. What's it here? What's it here? But, okay. There's a lot of buts. Well, but the mercy of Krishna is there. And he got the mercy of Krishna. Many times. And that's why he's here. He'll get it again. He will get it again. Because he developed a taste for it. He'll come back.
Identify with the
By sacrificing in service. You know, in service we have to sometimes put the body aside. And that's the idea, you know, like in service we do what is important for Krishna and not what we want. And in that way we become free from this bodily identification. Yeah. Only through service. It's hot, cold. Okay, I am sort of getting ready to end the program now. I'm hungry. I'm tired. So I think I'll see you again. I'm supposed to come on Saturday to Harinam Mandir. So you can come there. And Vijaya Chaspati wants me to come on Friday on Harinam. Maybe I'll do it. If the weather is good. So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki.
Thank you.